Dow down 152 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application at progressive.com/careers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. From Spanish composer Isaac Albéniz, who knew the Spanish countryside quite well and put all of his musical impressions into a suite known as Reminiscences of Travel, from which we listened there to Puerta de Tierra, a performance of the English Chamber Orchestra and cellist Julian Lloyd Webber, Nicholas Cleobury, our conductor. It's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. More classical music here on a Thursday afternoon. The Kodály Quartet brings us a trio by Franz Schubert, the BBC Symphony Orchestra after that, with a tone poem from Boislav Martinu. We'll class up the place with a little portraiture. We'll hear the frescoes of Piera della Francesca, a suite describing great art on Kansas Public Radio. Right now, the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and chorus under conductor Gerard Schwartz, they're ready next with a symphony I'm quite looking forward to hearing from Howard Henson, one first commissioned in 1974 to celebrate the 50th season of the National Music Camp at Interlochen, Michigan. It's based on the poetry of Walt Whitman from Leaves of Grass, describing an ocean voyage as a metaphor of life transitioning into death. It is Howard Henson's Symphony No. 7, a Sea Symphony, for orchestra and chorus. Next on Kansas Public Radio. The Seventh Symphony by Howard Henson, completed in 1977. A Sea Symphony, based on the poetry of Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass. We listen to the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, under conductor Gerard Schwartz, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is now just about 12:30. The BBC Symphony Orchestra with us in a few minutes, and we'll hear from Czech composer Boislav Martinu the tone poem Frescoes of Piera della Francesca, here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from KU Theater, presenting Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky, inspired by the true story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt, one weekend only, October 3rd through 5th, at Murphy Hall. Tickets at KUTheater.com. It is sunny, and at the KU campus at the moment, 77 degrees. Today's high around 79. Tonight, we'll have clear skies, although we're expecting a little patchy fog to roll in overnight, lows in the mid-50s, and some fog for tomorrow morning, becoming sunny, high of 82 for Friday. A few minutes now with the Kodály Quartet playing music by Franz Schubert, a short string trio in B-flat major, on Kansas Public Radio. String Trio in B-flat major, music composed by Franz Schubert and played today by the Kodály Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 12:40, 20 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. Thanks for joining us for classical music here on a Thursday afternoon. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. More programming and less fundraising. That's always our goal at KPR. And one way that you can help is to make a pledge tomorrow morning when you'll be matched dollar for dollar by generous KPR members during the Power Breakfast. We'll try to squeeze an entire day's fundraising into just 90 minutes, but we can't do it without you. Be with us tomorrow morning for KPR's Power Breakfast and the start of our fall membership drive from 7 to 8:30 a.m. tomorrow. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter. With locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org. And now we have for you the BBC Symphony Orchestra, a symphonic poem by Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů from 1955, one that pays tribute to the Italian Renaissance painter Piera della Francesca, creator of the history of the True Cross, which the music embodies. We'll hear frescoes of Piera della Francesca, the BBC Symphony, next on KPR. A live recording of the BBC Symphony Orchestra, with applause for the music of Bohuslav Martinů and his 1955 symphonic suite based on the art of the Italian Renaissance, frescoes of Piera della Francesca, on Kansas Public Radio, which is now about at 1 p.m. and about ready for NPR News, with another hour of the classics in front of us, 1 hour that'll bring us the Florida Philharmonic and the Violin Concerto of Sir William Walton, that and much more still to come on KPR.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. Net calls next time on The Middle. Join me Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. An example of the mazurka, a dance piece with a little bit of odd halting time to it. It was described by me once by someone who knew as a waltz with a hiccup, and it formed the basis for the Ninth Spanish Dance of composer Enrique Granados, played there by the City of Barcelona Symphony Orchestra and conductor Salvador Brotons. Here on Kansas Public Radio, I'm Jeff Watson, and glad to be with you once again for classical music on a Thursday afternoon. We await, in just over 15 minutes' time, the Florida Philharmonic, joined in this instance by violinist Aaron Rozan. They'll be with us shortly for a violin concerto of great appeal, the violin concerto of Sir William Walton, today on KPR. Where support for classical music comes from Te Deum Chamber Choir, presenting Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil, in English translation honoring the work's spiritual and musical legacy. September 27th and 28th. Tickets and venues at te-deum.org. We have next on KPR some beautiful French chamber music, work by composer Jacques Ibert, and something that he wrote while serving in World War II for his daughter, who was a talented harpist. He wrote this in 1944, a trio for violin, cello, and harp. And today we'll listen to harpist Valérie Millot, Antoine Bariel, violinist, and Stéphane Tetrault, our cellist, on KPR. Composed in 1944 by French composer Jacques Ibert, a trio for violin, cello, and harp, with a performance led by harpist Valérie Millot, violinist Antoine Bariel, and Stéphane Tetrault, our cellist, on Kansas Public Radio. A minute before 1:30 now, about half an hour until NPR News, and classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. Tonight at 7 p.m., it is Classics Live. On tonight's program, when Janice Carissa brought her piano recital to the Lead Center Pavilion, concertgoers were gifted with Schumann's Opus 99 piano suite, Bunte Blätter, or Colorful Leaves, or Pages. There'll also be tonight a prelude and fugue by Bach, a Scriabin piano sonata, and more. Listen to the KPR recording of this fantastic recital of Janice Carissa. Classics Live is tonight at 7, and from 8 to 9, Tango Thursday with Destiny. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org. And now we arrive at a recording of the Florida Philharmonic for our main performance for the hour. It's by English composer Sir William Walton. His violin concerto, which he had dedicated to the violinist Yasha Heifetz, who was the intended soloist, for a premiere that was meant to take place in 1939 for the New York's World Fair, along with new works by Vaughan Williams and Arthur Bliss. That performance didn't exactly pan out, and the premiere was further delayed by the outbreak of the Second World War. The piece waited until 1941 for its first performance, but it has since then been one of the most enduring compositions by Sir William Walton, and today we'll hear it played by the Florida Philharmonic, led by James Judd and violinist Aaron Mossand on KPR. The Violin Concerto in B Minor by Sir William Walton, played by violinist Aaron Rosand and the Florida Philharmonic Orchestra with conductor James Judd, here on Kansas Public Radio.
Every weekday.
Morning edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD 1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD 1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD 1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. After the news from NPR, we've got Bavarian Dances from Sir Edward Elgar and a truly magical serenade for strings by Josef Suk, all just ahead.
NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra, led by Esa-Pekka Salonen, and music from a Swedish composer and one of his more memorable tunes called Dance of the Shepherd Girl, composed by Hugo Alfvén on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson, and a little bit more classical music is in store for you on a Thursday afternoon. We've got the Eroica Trio a bit later with a charming Italian trio sonata, followed by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra with a truly magical serenade for strings by Czech composer Josef Suk, one of his earliest works, just ahead on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable e-books, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org. What we have for you next is music from the category of pieces inspired by composers who took vacations. Think Mendelssohn's symphonies or Respighi's Brazilian impressions. And in this case, music by Sir Edward Elgar, inspired by a holiday that he had taken to Germany in Upper Bavaria in 1894. And actually, it wasn't Elgar who was inspired to compose, but rather his wife Alice, who wrote several original songs expressing her own delight with the vacation. A few years later, Elgar took those songs and made arrangements for orchestra for them. And we'll hear them next with the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, led by Norman Delmar, Elgar's Three Bavarian Dances on Kansas Public Radio. From Sir Edward Elgar, Three Bavarian Dances. I say music by Elgar. Those are actually orchestral arrangements of original songs that were written by Elgar's wife, Alice, after a joyful German vacation taken in 1894. Bavarian Dances, played by the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, conducted by Norman Delmar, on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:23, and we've got the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra ready to join us in just under 10 minutes' time for the Serenade for Strings by Czech composer Josef Suk. That's still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Rahm Trio, a two-trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, 2 p.m., in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. According to our updated forecast, it's now 81 degrees here on the KU campus under sunny skies. Tonight should be mostly clear, lows around 56, with some patchy fog rolling in the overnight hours and lingering a bit through tomorrow morning, otherwise sunny for Friday and a high of 82. For game day Saturday, sunny with a high of 83. We're joined now by the Eroica Trio. What we'll hear is music from an Italian composer of the Baroque time, one Antonio Lotti, who was born in Venice in 1667, and apart from a brief stint as a working musician in Dresden, Venice is where he spent most of his life. We'll hear a short trio sonata in G major with the Eroica Trio next on KPR. A trio sonata in G major from an Italian composer of the Baroque time, Antonio Lotti, and a performance by the Eroica Trio here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:33 is the time, and ahead of 3 p.m. it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. The music picks back up again this evening, first at 7 p.m. with Classics Live, with a performance tonight from pianist Janice Carissa. From 8 to 9 p.m., Tango Thursday with Destiny, with some autumn classics. Between 8 and 9 p.m., more music tonight, beginning at 7 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more performance for you. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra is with us. One more performance, but it is a big one. It's from the Czech composer Josef Suk. Something written during his time at the Prague Conservatory as a student in 1892, where he learned from the great Antonín Dvořák, who noticed that Josef Suk, when he wrote music as a young musician, as they typically do, he tended to be emo with it. He wanted to write songs and music of melancholy, pain, and loss. And Dvořák straight up suggested to him to, you know, write something cheerful instead. And the result was the following Serenade for Strings in E-flat major. Next on KPR. The Serenade for Strings in E-flat major. Early music from the Czech composer Josef Suk, written during his time at the Prague Conservatory as student to Antonín Dvořák. We heard the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 p.m., and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jeff Watson, and I want to thank you for joining me for an afternoon of classical music. Hope you enjoyed what you heard, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. And don't forget that Classics Live is tonight at 7 p.m., followed by Tango Thursday with Destiny. She's with you tonight from 8 to 9. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 3 o'clock.